So what brings you here today?
What we are actually here is to promote an event that we have coming up for our organization, CAPSCI. If you haven't heard of it, we are a nonprofit science outreach and education organization in the Capital Region, trying to bring science and science literacy to the greater New York area.
And so you guys are the folks who produced the March for Science the past couple of years locally.
Yeah, that's right.
And this year you're doing something a bit different. Can you tell us what is happening this year?
Yeah, so this year there's not going to be a national March for Science. And so they've asked the satellite marches to engage in a day of local activism, whatever that means to them. And so we wondered what that might look like, and we talked about it, and we decided that what we would do is a panel discussion with local leaders and also local scientists that would allow people to come together and talk about the state of science in America today. Where are we, in 2019? And let people ask questions of scientists and also elected officials.
And what are your names? What are your backgrounds?
My name is Sarah Burke, and I'm an associate professor of biology at Siena College. I'm a marine ecologist, and I'm the founding president of CAPSCI.
And I'm Kara Ackerbach. I'm a professor of anthropology at UAlbany, and I'm a human biologist who looks at, I guess, human energy expenditure and adaptation in extreme environments and extreme conditions.
And how did you each get into science?
Science in general or science outreach?
Science in general.
Science in general. Mm. I was always that kid. Like, I think I started out with like the Indiana Jones thing as a kid watching that movie. And so it started as archaeology and then kind of evolved into biology and then kind of combining the two into human biology. Yeah, so I was one of those influenced by early movies.
Yeah, I was always interested in science. And I had this sort of complicated journey in college where I started working in a lab working with bacteria for a couple of years. And then I kind of got really burned out on that. And I decided that I didn't want to be a scientist. And then I decided that what I really wanted to do was children's educational television. So I left and I got myself an internship at the local PBS station. And then at the same time, I was still in college and I took a class in invertebrate zoology, which was one of the last classes I took in college, and I only took it because my friend wanted me to take it with her. But I totally fell in love with it. Hmm. It just completely ruined me. I was having dreams about invertebrates after graduation. So after working in public television for a year after college, I decided that I had to go to graduate school.
I don't think you ever told me about this PBS internship.
Yeah,
we need to talk about that at some point. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And what does science activism mean to you?
For me, it's about bringing scientists into contact with people who maybe have never met scientists before and helping everyone understand what science is all about and why it's important for all of us.
I think for me, it's trying to help people see how applicable science is to our everyday lives. A lot of the things that people think of as science, like that boring looking wet bench work or things that happen behind the scenes that they don't see the downstream effects that benefit them on, you know, literally an everyday level, helping them to see that everything that we do, even as far apart as it might seem, impacts them on a daily basis, to get them more invested in science and to get them to maybe better understand legislation that affects science and science funding.
So do you as individuals have activist scientific pursuits?
Well, I guess you can call CAPSCI in a way a science activist pursuit, because we do try to do those aims that we just talked about. We have a monthly event called Science on Tap, where we bring in a scientific expert to give a talk about whatever it is their field. And, you know, we get 40 to 100 people basically at each of these events, and it shows how interested people are in science and wanting to engage with it, not just hear about it.
What's some way that the public can get involved with science activism?
I think the biggest thing is reach out to your elected representatives and tell them what's important to you. Whether it's climate change, whether it's laws regarding vaccinations, whether it's environmental policy, become an engaged citizen and an engaged voter. and let your representatives know that science is important to you and why.
I think a big one for me is ask questions. Become a really discerning consumer of information. Don't believe every headline that you come across every single day. Take some time to question and to research and, you know, reach out to people like, you know, CAPSCI, the organization CAPSCI. We can kind of help people figure out maybe better ways to discern the information they come across so that they can become better informed voters, like Sarah was talking about.
What role do you think that science and scientists should play in forming policy?
A bigger one. That might be my straightforward answer, is I think we don't have enough scientists involved in formulating policy. And even worse, I'm not sure if we have enough politicians willing to actually sit down and listen to what the scientists say and have scientists perhaps communicate that in a bit more of an accessible manner so that it's easier to incorporate that sort of information into policy.
Tell us about the event that you're hosting here at the Sanctuary.
So we are going to have a collection of local scientists and local elected representatives of local elected officials to talk about the state of science in America and also in the Capital Region. So we're going to have a representative from Paul Tonko's office. We've got someone from Clean and Healthy New York, someone from Extinction Rebellion, and scientists from RPI and from SAGE, who are going to field audience questions about where we're at in terms of science in America and what people can do going forward to ensure that science is incorporated in public life.